The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, staying with New York and an Irishman in that city, we're joined by hotelier John Fitzpatrick of Fitzpatrick Hotels, who has the task of keeping a hotel ticking over amid riots, an ailing economy and a pandemic. John, join me in studio now. You have two hotels, but you've managed to keep one of them open during this.
Yeah, good morning. We had two hotels, as you know. One of them is on 57 and Lex and the other on 44th Street. So there's only 12 blocks in between. But I decided to consolidate into one when I saw this coming, and we didn't realise how bad it was going to be. So we decided on Grand Central. And one of the reasons was that because I already had the Aer Lingus crew staying with us and we didn't want to throw them out on the street. So we said we'd keep that one going. But truthfully, then they had to leave because of the city, and now they're coming back again next month. But even when it opened, most we were running was about 20% occupancy. And it was basically helping the frontliners, doctors and nurses. So it wasn't a money-making. It was more of an offering to help the city, you know.
And in terms of what it's been like in New York during this pandemic, I mean, it must have been a very strange time.
Yeah, you know, it reminds me, I was there for 9/11. So I thought, again, after 9/11, I don't think we'd ever see anything as bad. But this was a lot worse. At the beginning, you know, with 9/11, it was New York City. It was a huge shock. But the rest of the world later on came in and to support it. They all brought out the conferences and conventions. But this is worldwide. So no matter who you speak to around the world, they're going through the same thing. Everybody is doing the same thing. So it was a little bit worrying. But there is light at the end of the tunnel. I think, you know, the lockdown has helped. Things are beginning now, like here. I think the Irish government did a great job here. But also, we're now opening a week earlier than we were scheduled to open. The stages are coming quicker. But it will be tough. It will be tough going forward.
How will you open? What will be different? What kinds of measures will you have to take? Because we're at a point where hotels are not ready to open here yet. But everybody is wondering and thinking about whether they would go to a health hotel. They wouldn't go to a health hotel. Some would love the idea. Others have more reservations. What are the measures that you have in place?
Look, that's a very good point, because when people do go away to hotels, it's because they want to change. They want a bit of luxury. They want something different. So now they're wondering, is it safe to go? So what we've done is put in a huge protocol, and it will come at a cost. I mean, we've worked it out. It's going to be very expensive, but we have to do it mainly for our employees' safety and then for our guest safety. But what we've done now is it's just been introduced because we've one hotel open. We had to move forward. We've just, as you walk in the front door of the hotel now, we have a temperature monitoring system. And by the way, I end up using two Irish companies to supply them. It was Frank Murray from Audiotech and Mark Wilson from Wilson Securities. You know, you think living in the States, you'd find it there. But I actually found the right products here. So we're bringing them over. But when you walk in the front door now, your temperature will be taken. Anybody walking through, employees especially, coming in for work to make sure they're safe. And a guest, and we're just setting them up at the moment. So that's one idea. So your temperature will be taken. That doesn't prove anything, a lot of it, but it helps. And then protect it. So it's for a hospitality industry to kind of realize that your staff now and your employees have to wear masks, have to wear gloves. It's not inviting, but that's the reality. Little screens up at the front desk. But what we're giving now is our guests as they arrive. As I said to all my salespeople, if this is two months ago, I said, look, the guests are going to be looking for more than a mint on their pillow at nighttime. So they got a welcoming pack with, you know, unfortunately at the moment, a face mask, gloves, a sanitizing kit and wipes. Now, what we're also doing in the public areas, every 30 minutes, we have a houseman go around, clean every door handle, knobs, buttons. We have sanitizer outside each elevator. So it's a different world. I mean, that's just part of it. You know, remote controls will now have to be in protective bags in rooms. And also we come up with
it doesn't sound very attractive.
Well, the beginning doesn't. But then as you get to the room, we just try to soften it up. So when you get to your room now, you know, people are so worried about keeping your hands and washing your hands, which is very important. But when we go in the room now of a hotel, you'll have a little mat where you can take your shoes off, and we'll have slippers. You know, some hotels say we're going to give these protective shoe covers. I said, lads, that would be like going on a construction site. So we've changed it and we put a mat where you get slippers, you take your shoes off. But we're going to be using electric stack cleaners and everything. So it'll be very safe. I actually, you know what, I watched one of the rooms there a few weeks ago. We did a test on it, and it's probably safer here than anywhere else.
What about longer term for New York? When I think about New York, you know, you think about people, shops, Broadway, museums. You know, if you want to go up the Empire State, you've got to get in a lift. It's all about atmosphere and people. So longer term, rebuilding the attractiveness of the city for people to come there and for hotels there, is that going to be really, really tough?
Well, I think in the short term it will. I mean, if you look at it, see, New York never had to close. There was no ban on hotels. All hotels could stay open. But if, as you said, if there's no shops open, no businesses open, the theatre, Broadway is closed. No, so we've something like 60 hotels closed down in New York. So in the short term, it will be tough because we have to have social distancing. We have to make sure we're safe. But I think the first thing is more important, and this is worldwide, testing and tracing. I mean, it's the most important. If we can test, and now in New York, it's great. You can, you've heard a lot of bad reports about New York, but it is totally changing. You can go in now anywhere and get a test. I mean, I did two tests within 2 weeks I was there. So that's the first thing. And then we have to take these precautions. But remember, when the vaccine comes, and we're not sure if it's going to come at the end of the year or early next year, let's hope things will get back to normal.
Okay. John Fitzpatrick of Fitzpatrick Hotels, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.